Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I am your host, Angel Garland, with
Rosalyn Sheldon,
Emma McTaggart.
Today, we'll be talking to you about media bias. We'll be talking to you about the important aspects of it, and now on to Emma.
The bias or perceived bias of journalists and news producers within the mass media and the selection of events and stories that are reported and how they are covered.
Media bias occurs in TV, newspapers, articles, blogs, radio, and all social media.
For a more understanding, media bias implies a pervasive or widespread bias contravening the standards of journalism rather than the perspective of an individual journalist or article.
Now let me get into one of the many important types of media bias, which is spread all over news organizations. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, print, and digital media have formed a liberal, progressive news cable. These stations control public opinion and the nation's narrative. They use omission bias, which is presented as Democrats and liberal, progressive causes, politicians, an unfair and dishonest advantage over all other ideologies.
For more understanding of what that means, or to clarify it for many of you that don't know what that means, it's basically when Democrats that are tied to also liberal ideologies have an advantage over all the other people, because when they are talked about on the news, most of their stories and everything that they don't want to get out is covered by these news organizations.
Omission bias allows people to take out pieces of information before presenting it to the people.
Have you heard about biased story selection?
No, what's that?
It's simply choosing stories that agree with the liberal agenda and completely blocking out stories that do not actually hurt the liberal agenda.
That's interesting.
Yeah. For example, Obama and Hillary's lies about a video were exposed 2 weeks before the 2012 re-election of Obama. Fox is the only one that covered the story. After Obama was elected, all the other news organizations, such as ABC, NBC, and all of them, decided to cover up Obama and Hillary's lies also.
The last important type of bias that I will be discussing is bias by selection of sources. I have detected that TV stations include more sources, experts, and broadcast time that supports liberal views over conservative views to cover the specific details and questions about the news that is occurring.
It's ironic because many people turn to these news stations seeking out real news, but with all the media that has been all the media bias that has been happening, it changes my beliefs and persuades my perceptions.
Detecting media bias can be hard from time to time, but if you know what you're searching for, it could come across as easy. The things you need to ask yourself while searching are, is there a lack of diversity? Does it hold people to one standard while using a different standard for other groups?
Another one could be, is there a lack of evidence or information that is covered or missing?
An important aspect to this is how to avoid media bias. While figuring out how to avoid it, you need to get all sides of an issue.
Recognize that in political campaigns, candidates will only tell you what they think you want to hear.
While watching or reading news on different news outlets, to see if things are changed, look to see if people are opposing a view or not acknowledging what the facts are, but what their opinion is. Also, read the information that is not as noticeable in infomercials, advertisements, or promotions. All of these points can be fairly hard to detect, but it is possible.
Wow, that can be quite helpful. Now back to Emma.
Alright guys, today we covered media bias and what it is and how to avoid and detect it.
As I was talking about before, there are many examples of media bias, but the one that we talked about today was about Obama and Hillary's lies. This is significantly important because when Obama was elected, everyone believed what was said on the news organizations when that wasn't even true. All of the things that he didn't want people to know were covered because he persuaded many news organizations not to say anything.
So thanks for joining us, Rosalyn, and my co-host, Angel. That's all today. Thank you for tuning in.